Good morning, Justin Scott Spiegel. Magoobies, this weekend, magoobies.com. The man is too damn fine to do what he does. The About Last Night podcast, still doing very well. You've seen him in television, movies, and occasionally at my 1230 time. It's Adam Ray.
Yes.
Yeah, you're too easy to look at for what you do.
You're too handsome to be as damn funny as you are. You sound like one of my mom's friends from Temple.
You're beautiful.
You sound like Gloria Rosenbaum.
You're beautiful.
Old Jews love young dudes.
Take it away.
Old Jews. Let me warm up. Oh, I thought you were going to give me a full instrumental.
Get it. Take it away.
Give me that guitar riff again. Do you mind?
Go.
Ooh, pass the kugel. Put that matzah ball in the pot. It's getting hot. Gloria is newly divorced.
Oh, yeah.
And she's looking, for a man.
What age are we talking?
We're talking mid to late 60s. We're talking Cougarville.
Are they cougars, the old Jewish ladies?
Oh, by the way, what is this old cougar detective music?
It was a late night in Tel Aviv. There she was, walking around, just got done visiting the wall.
So there's Gloria. Gloria's 65. She's divorced.
Divorced, dude.
And she's not playing any games. That's the beauty of it.
No games, dude. They know who they are.
At that age, they know who they are. They know what they want.
And they'll tell you.
And they don't. They're not looking for a relationship.
She's like,
they're looking for meaningless sex.
Two fingers.
Oh, easy.
One pizza. And a Billy Ocean poster to look at while you're on top of me.
Here, help me. Help me with my zipper. It's very long.
Oh yeah, man.
It's true. My grandmother.
See? Long zippers.
My grandmother, I remember she was being wheeled.
Oh, she's not with us anymore.
No. This is like
way to bring the energy down.
100 years ago.
Oh, trust me, you weren't here last hour.
Yeah.
Our sports guy told us that his mother-in-law slipped, fell in the tub, hit her head, and drowned.
We just found this out less than an hour ago.
He dropped the bomb on the air. But let's hear about Spiegel's grandmother.
But it's true what you say, because she was being wheeled. We were at some event, and she was being
hitting
wheeled.
On someone.
Yeah, the guy must have been 20.
Hitting on
and
him.
She's in her 70s, and she starts, you know, mentioning his good looks. And
she's all horny all the time.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there was this biker bar I went to in Tucson, Arizona once, and there was a lot of older gals there, but like fit older gals.
Yeah. Like a bunch of leather mamas?
Yes. Like if you were playing, like, guess that, you know, old gals age, you know, that classic Parker Brothers game.
And they love it when you play it in front of them.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. I want to say 60. Higher or low?
It's always higher.
A little lower than your first gut instinct.
Yes. It's always higher. And because they're just deceivingly put together. And this one gal, I just ended up watching this young dude and this gal that I would say was probably like 72.
What?
Turns out she was like 84.
Damn.
And this guy was just working her all night. So I'm just positioning myself to like get drinks near where he was discussing a potential post-bar hang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I see him get her number and she takes out a piece of paper. This dude by this time is hammered, right? I was watching them for a good hour plus. And by the time she takes out a piece of paper, this dude verbatim, I'll never forget this, goes, "Is that paper from the Great Depression?" And guess what? She smiled and laughed and gave him like, stop it. So I'm like, oh, this guy's in.
Oh, yeah.
You have to take off
her pants to touch your breast. Same thing. God, so hot.
No paperwork involved, they go to the gym
with the hair all done up, makeup on, not too much makeup.
Oh, she wears her jacket while she does the shoulder press.
And the little pink weights, just like this.
She's doing the little pink weights. I just stay active. You got zero pregnancy concerns because her room is a mall. You get to just go for the gold. Every business is just shut down in that empty derelict mall of a vagina. Just visit from store to store.
What kind of old lady side jobs is she working with, too?
Exactly.
Is she like, I drive Uber Eats?
Yes.
Not because I need the money, because I like the conversation.
I like to stay active.
I'd love it.
Staying active is big.
I do meals on
Get my heart rate
wheels.
Up. Meals I, on wheels.
Yes. I bag groceries at the local shop, right? Because I just want to stay active. What does she drink?
I'm a fan of deals. Fresca?
No, but when she's at the bar, what is she drinking?
Rianiti.
A martini?
A martini.
Do they drink martinis?
I like a room temperature bottles and James. I like it flat.
Now, Spiegs, you know what it is.
give me a cup of hot water.
Yeah.
Piping hot water.
Yeah.
That's what I want. And you put a lemon in it.
Yeah.
Pipe. It needs to be piping hot.
That was my grandmother.
And a splash of Boggs root beer.
Just a splash. Because
that's what my friend used to call me back in the home was Boggs, because I've got bite.
I do, baby. Yeah.
I do, baby.
I'm going to bite down on your
fingers. I'm going to bite down on your fingers.
Adam Ray, comedian McGoobies this weekend.
How did we get into that?
I don't know how the hell we got into it, but something about old Jewish women.
I sat down and we got into it. That's all that matters.
Of the different facets of the patchwork that is America between Italians, Germans, Russian, Cambodian, Jamaican,
Mormon.
Jewish,
Mormon.
She drives a convertible Buick LeSabre, but never takes the top down.
Ever.
Oh, boy.
Because it'll mess up my hair.
This is a fun game.
She's had
the
same.
Describing an old cougary Jew.
Paul Anka cassette single.
Yeah.
On repeat, 3 years. I didn't think the old Jewish lady got that horny.
No, dude. Still very horny.
I didn't even think the young ones
dude,
got horny.
I heard my mom and stepdad going to town once.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's where the music should stop.
And there is. And let's turn this up. Same.
And you know what, though? But let me ask you this.
Horrible.
But did you have a brief moment of like, I'm good for you?
Nope. Because okay. I'm gonna write down what I heard her scream.
It in. Oh, no.
Yep, I'm going to write down
oh,
what
see,
an 11-year-old
just. I just heard groans. I didn't hear screams.
Oh, you heard. She was actually vocalizing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Verbalized her.
I hate that I wrote this down.
No, this is good. You got to get
Please
past
tell
this.
Me she did not scream
no, here's
your
what you
name.
Do.
Oh.
Listen to me. You wrote it down, right? So you show us, we make funny and we laugh for it, but then you have to rip it up and be done with it. This is
I
how
can't
you get past
yet because
these.
It's on a sponsor read, but I will after it. There you go. Flip it over.
Am I
heard her
it?
Say this multiple times. Flip it over onto
no.
the back. What? Yep.
What?
Mine might have had a tablespoon of whore.
I don't even understand it.
Yep. I heard her
what
say
it
that.
Like? Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Imagine an 11-year-old hearing your mom say that to you.
You
want to
read it speaks? It's really dirty.
It's so filthy.
And it almost
And I'm
going to
tell
sense.
You this much. Okay. It's the opposite of a Tim Taylor catchphrase.
Okay. Yeah, I've said that.
Adam Ray joining us. And I'm going to tell you, yeah, we got a show over at the Comedy Factory. It's sold out. You have to go see Adam.
Oh,
you
man.
Have to go see Adam tonight. I'm telling you, tough luck. You waited.
What time's your show? Can I come over after?
It's
no,
at
it's
8.
Probably right in between.
Yeah, yeah, we're doing a murder mystery thing, which is why. Go
man.
See Adam. Go see Adam.
If you're sold out, then you have to. You have
you
no choice.
You literally have to go see Adam. Usually this is a 2-club town.
Yeah.
It is now a 1-club option.
I love
you
it.
You have to go see Adam.
I love
tonight.
It.
Tough, you know what. Joe just texted me in what he said to Suge Knight. I can't say that. I cannot
no
say
way.
That.
No.
Cannot
really?
Say it. Yep, cannot say that. Well.
Did he say do your thing?
No, he
do
didn't.
Do your thing.
Do your thing. Adam Ray. Welcome, buddy. How you doing?
I'm great, man. Good to be back in Baltimore.
No, glad to have you back, my man.
Hey. Show was great last night. I described to a 74-year-old man named Irv the plot of Two Girls, One Cup in an hour and 40-minute show last night.
Damn, you went
a little
long, huh?
Yeah. It was, you know, once we got the hour jokes out of the way, the crowd was small and mighty, probably 120. You know, it was a light Thursday night, and looking to pack it out tonight and tomorrow. But they were just in it to win it, so we stayed a little long. Crowd work
nice.
Was flowing. And
Irv. I had a...
Married
I
56
have.
Years, this guy.
Irv.
I had an uncle Irv. And, yeah.
Irv's going to teach you. Irv's going to teach you to smoke behind the shed.
Oh, this guy, yeah, has just put his lips on everything. Cigars, blunts, pipes.
You ever had yourself a Pall Mall? Come here. What are you, 12 now? Come here.
I told him, I go, you look like the first guy that invented the middle finger, get off my lawn.
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Frisbee's mine now.
Like he was throwing Twinkies at fat kids' heads.
There you go, Big Mix. Eat up.
I bet you're going to eat that, aren't you?
Are you like, still you still decent friends with Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah.
You've been in all kinds of stuff alongside her. You were in
sure.
The Heat.
Yeah.
You were in Spy. You were in the Ghostbusters remake 2016.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys talk? Like,
oh, yeah.
You just text now? When's
go
the last time you talked to Melissa?
Party. Went to her holiday party this past year, yeah.
Who's that like?
I was going to say, who's
oh, dude,
at star that holiday
studded.
Party?
I mean, the first one I went to.
Okay, give me the rundown.
Third was, I walk in, Barbara Streisand.
Oh, no
Speaks.
Way.
That's...
I mean, I just know about her. I'm not a fan.
Not a fan?
Had whiskey with Bette Midler. Dang. I mean, obviously, like, and then people, you know, Joe McHale's a homie. He was there.
Sandra Bullock, I know you know.
Yeah, she wasn't there, though. But the night ended with Melissa, myself, Michael McDonald from Mad TV, and Christina Aguilera. All blackout drunk doing a, I guess, conga line train. which then ended with Melissa falling down and Christina getting on top of her and like doing like
bucking Bronco.
Yeah.
God, that's
where's the party? Is it at her house?
Yeah.
It is at her house.
Yeah, she's got a dope
Let
house.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It's a dope house?
Of course.
Does that mean?
I mean, you know,
good
not
style? Did you see the Dr. Phil's son's house?
Dude, I love everything about that house. Have I seen Dr. Phil's son's house?
Yeah, they were selling. It's a property that Dr. Phil
owns.
I'll
find some pictures.
Dr. Phil never lived there.
What does Dr. Phil's son do?
Nothing.
Exactly.
He's touring with the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, he's Dr. Phil's son.
Well, so my son, okay, is actually a very popular musician. Have you heard of him? So, he's best friends with Joe Jonas.
He's like a Chet Hanks. You know Tom Hanks' scumbag son? Yeah, he's like a Chet
Hanks. But he's good, huh?
No.
Oh, dude, no.
How is he touring with, just because he's Phil, from the Phil Descent?
I have a feeling Phil bought his way onto the singer.
Oh, man. When your dad buys you into the Jonas Brothers touring company.
Show him the snake hand railing. There you go. That's Dr.
Shut up. Is his name Phil?
Look.
What's his son's name? Brandon?
Look at this room.
It's, what is it, Jordan? Jordan?
Oh, no, that's his house? Oh, that makes me so angry.
Is that what Melissa McCarthy's house looks like? There's the railings that come down from the step.
No,
are covered
it's not
in
that
snakes.
Extravagant. I'll tell you this much. It's very nice and classy, and it's like it looks like it's all like one level, you know? And
a rancher.
But it's spacious.
Let me ask you this.
They built it.
I'm dying to know also. Yeah. Christina Aguilera in person.
Smoking.
Take your time. I bet a peach, too. I bet an absolute peach, too.
She was pretty small. But, you know, curvy and real real sweet. The guy she was with.
Is she single now or is she like
I don't know. The guy she was with was questionable.
Was he a turd?
What does that mean?
Oh, dude, it just means like you're like,
Instagram model?
I think, you know, if times were different, I would definitely, and I had a couple more, you know.
You would have a shot.
Zima's in me. Maybe I would take a stab at this. Based
at
on
the guy
that as soon as I saw the guy Christina Aguilera was with, I was like,
I'm looking at him right now. His name's Matthew Rutler.
Does he look like a Federline knockoff?
He looks.
Federline knockoff.
What was one of the D-level boy bands at the time? Like All For You.
Yeah.
98
O-Town.
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 This guy could have been
in
O-Town.
Wait, I just said Sister Hazel.
Sister Hazel, don't think it was a boy band.
He could have been in O-Town.
He could have been in O-Town. Look at this fedora.
There
look at this walking fedora.
Yeah.
This is the guy that gets to buck up on
and
Xtina.
Look, he, you know, I'm not going to say he didn't have charisma, but he didn't. But he didn't, he just, you know, like, I don't know, as soon as you meet the guy that's next to you, you want to, like, you're like, all right, I'm waiting for some sort of, like, a firm handshake or a really cool voice.
Right.
Or for him to just, you know, give me a hug and be like, dude, Christina's told me a lot about you. And you're like, dude, I haven't even met her. This guy's just going out of his way.
I've got a lime green Ferrari.
None of it, dude.
None of that.
I got a lime green Lambo.
It was like a limp handshake. His breath smelled like old Fritos. I mean, it was just like.
Yeah, like we have a saying that we always say when we see a guy, like, when we see that pair up.
That's bad out of his league.
We say, this is an all-encompassing thing. It's a sexual term, but it's more of just an all-encompassing thing.
Yeah.
You just look at it, and we look at each other, and go, he ain't hitting that right.
He ain't hitting it right at all.
He ain't hitting that right.
He ain't hitting that right.
And it's both
he ain't taking
in
that
the
out
bedroom
of second gear.
And just overall, he ain't hitting that right. And
you
know it. And you know it.
How good am I? It's good, right? How good am I? It's good, right?
You like that, right? You're going to tell your friends, right?
I'm doing good, right?
You give me tickets to the Dr. Phil show, right?
I'm doing good, right? Yeah, this guy stinks. Oh, I'm just looking at him. This looks like he owns a collection of leather dusters.
Man.
Adam Ray in studio, Magoobie's Joke House, tonight, tomorrow night. Yeah, hobnobbing with the people out there.
Knowing well-to-dos.
Do you see this thing with The Rock that happened on my Instagram?
No.
Dude, so I did a quick, Gwyneth Paltrow came out with these
candles
that smell like her downstairs department.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so,
burnt swordfish.
Yeah. So I posted a picture of that and was like, all right, well, who's the male equivalent that would, you know, really do well on selling the ball scented, candles. And so I was like, oh, probably The Rock. Right. So then I tagged him in this post, which I never do. And all of a sudden I get flooded with DMs of people being like, how do you know The Rock? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Everybody knows The Rock. I look at the comments. He commented right below.
Oh,
And was like, you know, bro, I've been, because I was like, your move, Yankee Doodle Candle, Yankee Candle Company, you got to get The Rock to sell these ball candles. Then he's like, brother, I've been trying to, but they burnt my, he's like, but they, my balls keep getting burnt in the wax, blah, blah, blah. He's like, so I'm just doing shampoo. And then he follows me. So then I DM him and no response back, but he saw it. But then all these websites started, all these websites started picking up the picture, and they were like, you know, because now The Rock comments on it, now it's news. And then Gwyneth Paltrow commented on it and was like, this is amazing. And,
wait, Gwyneth also commented?
So this is,
what? Oh, I can't even say what she said. She says, this is effing priceless, hashtag deceased.
Yeah. So for a moment, I was like, oh, am I about to be in a best friend trio? Am I about to be what Dr. Phil's son is to the Jonas Brothers, to The Rock and Gwyneth?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
how
don't
do
be the Kato.
You appreciate yourself to all these people?
But, dude, I threw a Hail Mary and was like, well, you know.
What did you say in the DMs?
Dude, I said a hilarious comment, something, something. Do you need a workout, buddy?
No, you didn't.
Do your thing. No, keep doing your thing, Facebook. No, I try to keep it brief and then, you know, ask him to do the podcast. He actually is like, you know, a big comedy fan and like responds to a handful of comics. So I feel that special. But the fact that he followed me was pretty cool because he only follows 340 people.
That's
and he has 168 million followers on Instagram.
Made the cut.
I was like, dude, if he just reposts one thing of yours, like, you're probably gaining, what, a couple hundred thousand followers?
Did you see Adam's other post up here? Can you smell what The Rock is burning?
Oh, I had my friend Photoshop a candle.
It's Rock's Bottom scented. So instead of The Rock Bottom, it's Rock's Bottom.
Oh, because then I was like, let me parlay this into an actual, you know, Photoshopped product and see if maybe he does want to get on board. Maybe we sell it to, like, a prostate cancer charity and actually make these candles.
If you made a Rock's Bottom scented Dwayne Johnson candle and give, like, I don't know, a nickel on the dollar somewhere nice.
Dude, if Gwyneth's vagina candle sold out in 20 minutes,
yeah,
I guarantee you The Rock would sell at least 100,000.
She's selling like
nut candles.
Stainless steel magnetic plugs that are making millions.
Dude, she sells the vag steamers and the boofers.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask
By the way,
you
just
this.
Found out what boofing is last night from a patron,
oh,
where if you
up.
Accidentally get drugs inserted into into your butt.
Okay.
Boofing. That's what the kids are doing now. How out of touch do you feel?
They take the drugs through the butt. Yeah.
She said some girl hid her acid in toilet paper in an airport, and she went back, and it was gone. So she's like, somebody accidentally probably wiped it up into themselves. Which means, she goes, I was like, so you mean someone just boarded that flight being like, am I flying this thing?
Yeah.
Or are the peanuts doing it?
Yeah.
if The Rock does come out with a candle within the next 6 months, are you mad or happy?
Oh, happy, dude. I mean, I see what you're saying. And he doesn't like... bring me in on the
are you gonna take ownership
like,
of it or be like, hey, at least that was your muse?
Yeah, I guess you just chalk it up for like, I had a moment, right? We had a little exchange, but then it made me think, like, you know, who is that like person that you really want to get a an Instagram back and forth with? And
share big on their IG?
I don't know, dude. I'm just thinking of people I want to meet and smell and maybe have intercourse with.
Adam Ray, Magoobies this weekend.
Yeah,
go see him tonight.
Great
Our
to
show's
going to
sell out. Go see him, Magoobies.com.
Love you guys.
Love you.